All right, so today we're diving deep into spirituality.
Oh, yeah.
But not the kind you usually see on, like, those serene meditation retreat posters.
Right.
This is about to get real.
Okay.
We're looking at this article from The Spiritual Seek called Living Spiritually is No Walk in the Park.
I like that title.
Catchy, right? So basically, if you're one of those people looking for peace and fulfillment, you know, like most of us are,
Yeah.
this deep dive is going to reveal why that path might be a
Oh.
bit more, well, rugged than you think.
Yeah, the article definitely doesn't sugarcoat it,
No, it does not.
which I appreciate, you know, because honestly, so much of the time spirituality is presented as this effortless, blissful state.
Like, if you just light some incense,
Like poof.
all your problems are gone. I
Exactly.
wish it were that easy.
Right, that's not the whole picture at all.
Not even close. And you know what?
What?
That picture perfect image, it can actually do more harm than good.
Oh.
I mean, think about
Yeah.
it.
Okay, yeah.
When you try to meditate and it feels more like a mental wrestling match
Yeah.
than a peaceful retreat.
Definitely not the serene mountaintop we see in the pictures.
Right. You ever feel that twinge of like, what's wrong with me?
Oh, all the time. I think that's part of why this article is so important,
Totally agree.
because it sets up these totally unrealistic expectations.
Yes.
And then people feel like they're failing when they inevitably hit those bumps in the road.
Yeah, and bumps are part of the journey.
Exactly. That's what the article really highlights.
Okay, so less about avoiding the tough stuff,
Right.
more about learning to, I don't know.
Navigate it.
Yeah, navigate it.
Yeah.
The article really digs into this idea that spiritual growth actually involves confronting
Who is
some
that?
pretty uncomfortable inner turmoil.
Yeah, it's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
A lot of these spiritual practices, even the ones that are all about peace and quiet, you know?
Like meditation and stuff.
Exactly. They can actually unearth so many buried emotions and unresolved issues.
I never thought about it like
It's
that.
like when you finally decide to clean out that totally overstuffed closet.
Oh, I hate that.
You know it's going to be good for you in the long run,
Eventually.
but the process itself,
The worst.
it can be so chaotic and overwhelming.
Oh my gosh, yes, it's like everything explodes out of the closet.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm starting to see why this isn't exactly a walk in the park.
Right.
This whole inner confrontation thing the article talks about,
Yeah.
kind of intimidating, to be honest.
It can be, for sure. But it's really important to remember, this isn't about self-criticism or judgment. It's about acknowledging those like shadow parts of ourselves.
Oh, the shadow self. I've heard of that.
You know
I
it.
read something about it.
Yeah, it's like those parts of ourselves we tend to hide or suppress. And this is about integrating them into a more whole and authentic sense of self.
I like
It
that.
is powerful stuff.
It is. And it reminds me of this thing I read about shadow work.
Oh, yeah.
This idea that, like, we all have those hidden aspects of ourselves,
We do.
and we need to acknowledge and integrate them
Yes.
to be whole.
That's a great connection. And it really aligns with what this article is getting at.
Okay, good.
Spiritual practices can be super powerful tools for uncovering those shadow aspects.
So, like, what kind of practices?
It can be a lot of things. Self-reflection, journaling, you know, dream analysis, even certain kinds of meditation.
Interesting.
It's all about bringing those hidden parts into the light.
Out of the shadows.
Yes, exactly. So we can work with them consciously.
Okay, so facing our inner demons is one hurdle,
Right.
but the article also talks about this challenge of letting go, which seems to be like a recurring
It
theme.
comes up a lot in spirituality.
It does, yeah.
Wow.
So what makes letting go so crucial, and what does it even really mean in this context?
Such a good question. And it's one that the article really dives into. Letting go in this context is about detaching from anything that's hindering our growth or preventing us from living in alignment with our true selves.
So it's not just about like decluttering our homes and stuff.
Well, it can be that too. But the article talks about that too. But it's about something much deeper.
So it's like what? Releasing our attachment to things that no longer serve us?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, what kind of things?
All kinds of things. Material possessions, obviously, but also outdated beliefs, unhealthy relationships, even our own like rigid sense of identity.
Okay, I think I'm starting to grasp the like magnitude of this.
It's big.
It is. But if I'm honest, the idea of letting go of my sense of self, kind of terrifying.
It's understandable.
Because like, Who am I without all those labels and roles?
It's a common fear.
Yeah.
And the article does say this can be one of the most challenging aspects of this whole journey.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to remember.
What?
Letting go of the ego or that limited sense of self.
Yeah.
It's not about erasing our individuality.
Okay.
Or becoming some kind of blank slate.
All right. That's good.
It's about recognizing that our true essence is far more expansive and interconnected
wow.
than those narrow definitions we cling to.
So it's like, what? Shedding those layers of conditioning,
yeah.
limiting beliefs.
Exactly. It's about peeling back those layers
okay.
to reveal the true self underneath.
The true self.
The self that's connected to something so much larger
wow.
than our individual egos.
Okay, I am starting to see how this all ties together.
Good.
We face our inner conflicts.
Yep.
We let go of what's holding us back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, we connect with something deeper,
yeah.
more meaningful.
Exactly.
I have to ask, though, where does community fit into all of this?
Such a good question.
Thanks. The article seems to place a lot of emphasis on that.
It does.
Like having a supportive network.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really that important?
It's huge.
Okay, tell me more.
Community plays a crucial role in providing support,
okay.
guidance, a sense of belonging,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're navigating the often turbulent waters.
Oh, yeah.
Of spiritual growth.
Okay, so if we're ready.
I think we are.
Let's dive deeper into this whole community thing.
Let's do it.
Why it's so essential.
Okay.
This is getting really
important. I know, right? Okay, so we've established
yeah.
that the spiritual path isn't always like
smooth sailing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the article we're deep diving into today.
Okay.
Living spiritually is no walk in the park.
Right.
It offers this powerful antidote.
Okay.
What are those challenges?
Mm-mm.
Community.
Yeah. Community. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical about this whole community thing.
Really? Why?
It's one thing to like read about the benefits.
Yeah.
But in real life,
uh-huh.
finding a genuine supportive community
yeah.
feels kind of like.
Like what?
Trying to find a needle in a haystack.
I get it. It's not always easy.
No.
Especially in a world that often prioritizes individualism.
Right.
Over, you know.
Collective care.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this article
mm-hmm.
makes a really compelling case.
Okay. How so?
For why community is so vital
okay.
on the spiritual path.
So it's not just about like
yeah.
having people to talk to about your meditation practice or whatever.
No, not just that.
Okay.
It's about having a network of support.
Okay.
When those inevitable challenges
mm-hmm.
arise.
So it's like having people who really get it.
Yeah.
Who've walked a similar path and can
yes.
offer guidance and encouragement when you're feeling
lost.
Lost.
Yeah.
Or discouraged or whatever.
Exactly. Think about it.
Okay.
When you're struggling with a difficult emotion or questioning a belief you've held for a long time,
yeah.
going through that alone,
yeah.
it can feel so isolating.
Yeah, it can.
But having a supportive community can give you the sense of validation.
Okay.
Like you're not alone.
Yeah, that's important.
It really is, and that's incredibly powerful.
I can see that, but yeah. what does this community actually look like in practice?
Mm, good question.
Like, is it about joining a religious group?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
The article actually emphasizes that community can take many forms.
Oh, interesting.
It could be a formal group.
Like what?
Like a meditation sangha or a spiritual study group.
Okay, yeah.
Or it could even be a more informal gathering.
Okay.
Friends.
Yeah.
Who share similar values and aspirations.
So it's more about finding those spaces
mm-hmm.
where you feel seen,
yeah.
heard, and understood.
Yes. And the article really emphasizes this point.
Okay.
That those spaces can provide a sense of belonging
mm-hmm.
that's often missing in our modern,
yeah.
fast-paced world.
Right, right.
It's about finding your tribe.
Your tribe, huh?
Your soul family.
They like that.
The people who support you in showing up as your authentic self,
yeah.
shadow sides and all that.
I like that a lot. But what about people who like don't have access to these kinds of communities?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And the article does acknowledge that not everyone has, you know,
easy access.
Yeah, readily available access
yeah.
to these in-person communities.
Right, yeah.
But with the rise of online platforms and virtual communities, there are more opportunities than ever to connect
yeah.
with like-minded people.
From all over the world.
From all over.
So online communities can be a viable option.
They absolutely can.
For people who are, like...
geographically isolated?
Yes. Or maybe just haven't found the tribe in their local area.
Exactly. And while online communities might not offer that same, you know,
face-to-face.
Yeah, face-to-face interaction.
Right.
They can still provide us a sense of connection,
okay,
support, and shared purpose.
That's reassuring.
It is.
So whether it's an online forum,
yeah,
or a local book club or a spiritual retreat group,
mm-hmm,
finding your people seems like a crucial part of this whole,
it really is,
spiritual growth thing.
It can be a game changer.
Okay, I'm on board.
And the article takes it even deeper, suggesting that community can actually amplify the benefits,
well,
of our individual spiritual practices.
Like how?
For instance,
yeah,
if you're working with a challenging emotion,
yeah,
like anger or fear,
mm-hmm,
sharing that experience with a supportive group can actually help you process those feelings in a healthier way.
Okay, so it's not just about support.
Right.
It's like
having this team of cheerleaders.
Oh, I like that.
Cheering you on.
As you do the heavy lifting.
Exactly. And that's such a good way to put it.
It is, yeah, because it shifts the focus from this, like, solitary struggle to a collaborative effort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which feels much more
sustainable.
Yes. And the article also mentions that community can help us stay accountable to our own spiritual aspirations.
Right, right.
So when we share our goals and intentions with others who are also committed to growth, we're more likely to actually follow through.
Okay, so it's like having a workout buddy to help you stay motivated on track.
Exactly.
This is all making so much sense.
Good, I'm glad.
But I'm wondering, how do we even begin to cultivate this sense of community?
That's the big question.
Does the article offer any, like, practical tips?
It does. And that's what we'll be exploring in the final part.
Okay, I'm ready.
Of our deep dive.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to delve into the article's advice on finding and nurturing supportive communities.
Mm-hmm.
As well as some of the common, like,
pitfalls to avoid.
Exactly, those pitfalls.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am. This is already giving me so much to think about.
I know, right? It's powerful stuff.
Okay, so we're back.
And ready for the final part.
Of our deep dive into living spiritually is no walk in the park.
Yes.
And this last section is all about
community.
Community.
Which the article emphasizes as, like, a real game changer on the spiritual path.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that. We've talked about facing inner turmoil, letting go of what no longer serves us.
Right.
Even questioning those. Like
deeply held beliefs.
Deeply held beliefs. Exactly.
A lot.
It is, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Having a supportive community could make those challenges feel a lot less
daunting.
Daunting. Yes.
Absolutely.
The article points out that community isn't just a, like,
a nice to have.
Nice to have.
It's essential.
Okay.
For sustainable growth.
It's like having a network of people.
Yes.
Who understand what you're going through.
Exactly.
Who can offer encouragement.
When you need it.
When you need it. When you're feeling lost.
Yeah. And who can celebrate those victories with you.
I like that.
It's important.
It is.
So it's like, you know.
Like what?
Having a team of spiritual cheerleaders.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Rooting for you from the sidelines.
I love that analogy.
It's so good.
It really captures the essence of what community can offer, the sense of belonging, support, and shared purpose.
Yeah. The article goes on to say that that sense of connection can help us stay grounded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when we're navigating those
intense degrees of transformation and self-discovery.
It's true. Because think about it.
Okay.
When you're in the thick of things.
Yeah.
Questioning everything you thought you knew.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to feel
isolated
and overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
But having that community to lean on.
Yeah.
It can remind you that you're not alone.
Right. Right.
In those struggles.
Exactly. And the article highlights another important benefit.
What's that?
Of community.
Okay.
Accountability.
Yes.
That's accountability.
I mean, we share our spiritual aspirations with others.
Yeah.
And engage in those practices together.
Yeah. We're more likely to stay committed.
It's so true. It's like
having a workout buddy.
Exactly like having a workout buddy.
Helps you stay motivated.
And on track.
On track.
Yes.
Okay. I am convinced community is key.
It is.
But the article doesn't just tell us to go find your people and leave it at that.
It gives us some steps.
It does. It actually offers some really specific advice.
It does.
On how to cultivate those connections.
Yeah. What are some takeaways for our listeners?
Well, the first step, as the article emphasizes,
mm-hmm.
is self-reflection.
Oh. always important.
Before you even start looking for a community,
right?
It's important to get clear on what you're seeking.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
What are your values?
Mm.
What are your spiritual interests?
Yeah.
What kind of support are you looking for?
You got to know what you want.
Right. It's like any other meaningful relationship, you know?
It is.
You need to know what you're looking for before you can find it.
Before you can find it. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And once you have a better understanding of your own needs and aspirations, mm-hmm. the article suggests exploring various avenues for connection.
Like what?
It could be a local meditation group.
Okay.
A spiritual study circle.
Yeah.
An online forum.
Right.
Or even just a gathering of friends.
Oh, okay.
Who share your interests.
So it sounds like community can take many forms.
It can.
It's not limited to a specific religion or spiritual tradition?
No, not at all. The key is finding a group of people who resonate with you, who support your growth, and who inspire you to be your best self.
I like that. And the article reminds us that
building
community takes effort.
Yes, it does.
It's not always about finding a
ready-made group.
Ready-made group, exactly.
Sometimes you have to make it yourself.
So it could be as simple as inviting a few friends over for a potluck dinner.
I love that.
And a spiritual discussion.
Or a book club.
Or a book club focused on
topics that
interest you.
Yes, exactly.
So it's about being, I don't know.
Proactive.
Proactive.
And creative.
And the article encourages us to be open to unexpected connections.
Yes.
You might find your spiritual tribe in the most surprising places.
You never know.
Like a yoga class. Yeah. A volunteer organization.
That's a good one.
Or even an online gaming community.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's about being open to possibilities.
Yes.
And trusting that the right people will come into our lives at the right time.
At the right time. I love that.
Once you've found a community that resonates with you, the article emphasizes the importance of
active participation.
Active participation.
Yes. Showing up.
Okay.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Engaging in meaningful conversations and being willing to offer support
to others.
To others, yes.
So it's a two-way street.
Community is a two-way street.
Yeah.
It thrives on mutual care and respect.
So it's not just about taking what we need, but also about contributing our own unique gifts and talents.
Exactly. It's about giving and receiving.
Yeah.
And the article reminds us that building those authentic connections.
Yeah.
Takes time.
It does.
So be patient.
Okay.
Be open-hearted.
Yeah.
And trust that those seeds you plant will eventually blossom.
Into meaningful relationships.
Yes, exactly.
This has been such an insightful exploration of community and its role in spiritual growth.
It has.
I feel like I have a much deeper understanding of why it's so important.
Yeah.
And how to actually go about cultivating those connections.
It's really good stuff.
It is.
I think the article leaves us with this really empowering message.
What's that?
That you're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
On this path. There are people out there who are walking a similar path, who want to connect, and who are ready to support you on your journey.
So, dear listener, as you continue to explore the depths of your own being, remember to reach out.
Reach out.
Connect.
And build those supportive relationships.
Community can make all the difference.
It really can.
In navigating the challenges and celebrating the triumphs of living a spiritually awakened life.
Beautifully said. And with that, I think we've reached the end.
Of our deep dive.
Into living spiritually is no walk in the park.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you.
Until next time.
Yes.
May your journey be filled with purpose, connection, and boundless growth.
Beautiful city.